Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Show, live from the studio. Good to be back, folks. Been a long 6 months, and I can tell you that there has been so much going on. Putting it off for 6 months wasn't because I didn't know what to talk about. It was more about what was going on and having time. That's right. I couldn't find a half an hour in the week to do my radio show because there was so much going on. I didn't even want to microphone it to brain by accident. So for those of you that know me well, you know I sometimes just spill all beans. I spill all the beans. Anyway, so much going on. So it's finally really summer out there. It's gorgeous. I actually did a 2.5 mile walk this morning. Decided to leave my car in Astoria and walk to the studio. And then I decided to take a longer route. So the original walk I was going to do was under 2 miles. And the walk that I ended up doing was almost 2.5 miles. Not a big deal that it's only like probably the hottest day of the year so far. No, not quite. But it's pretty hot out there. It's going to be 90 today. It's going to be 90 all week. So here I am in my studio, and I think that all of you know well and good that I was having all sorts of issues with, am I going to be here? Am I not going to be here? So at the moment, I'm going to be here until the end of October, and then I'll figure out where I want to go and what I want to do. So just to fill you in on a couple of things quickly, the weather that I now follow is space weather. And I have to say that space weather makes so much more sense on what's going on in my life and how I'm affected by all sorts of things outside in the universe. Number one, solar flares. Number two, the auroras. Number three, meteor showers. Number four, things that are going on in Mars. And it's just there's so many things. The variables are so much more involved, and I think the implications are just a little more deep. That's what I think. So Earth weather is beautiful and hot, and this was one of the first times in years that we had a sunny, beautiful, dry Pride. It had been years and years and years since we'd had a dry, warm, hot, actually, Pride weekend. So I actually couldn't be there on Sunday for the parade and all, but I haven't really done the parade in a few years. I usually only do Saturday and, you know, the girl parties and such. This year, my nephew graduated from high school, and so we did a Zilker party up in Croton, which was really nice. So his birthday and graduation all in one fell swoop. That was lovely. And he's going to Penn State. So happy birthday, Sammy. And there were so many other things, like my great aunt's birthday was on July 4th. My uncle's birthday was on July 2nd. So many other things going on. So one of the things that I could say is that I have started my own business. Now, lots of you already know this, but for my newer listeners, I think everybody actually knows I started my own business, Canvas and Cocktails. And I've already done several. It's a slow go. It's kind of, you know, any business beginning is it's a slow go. But the feedback is quite amazing. And I have to say thank you to everybody who has attended and said wonderful, beautiful things. I really appreciate it, you know. So that's one thing. Art-wise, I have begun a new series, actually. I started it probably 8 months ago. I am 8 or 9 paintings in. I just finished another painting right before the 4th and about to start a new painting today. I have joined a drumming circle. I even actually, well, we all know in September I bought my first set of drums. That's correct. I said first. And then I joined a drumming circle, and after my first drumming circle, I ran and I bought another drum. Now I'm starting to collect drums, which is always a good thing because that makes me happy. You know, I don't want to work. I want to beat on the drum all day. Well, I want to paint anyway. That's all I really want to do. So that's all good and that's all well and good. So yay for that. I don't know. Can I catch you up in 10 seconds? I think I've done a pretty darn good job, right? So let's talk about NASA for a second. NASA has made a new rocket. It's not actually the rocket. It's the what is that called? The jet propulsion. So there are two rockets that are attached to the actual ship that travels, and this is going to Mars. So what they did was they were out in, where were they? I think it was Arizona. And they did their second test. And so for 2 minutes, they ignited and let burn the rocket that's going to be. So it's one of the rockets that actually breaks off and then just floats around as space junk afterwards. But the propulsion in the 2 minutes is intense. It's enough to get the ship up and out so that it'll break through our atmosphere very quickly and head it on its way. And then, of course, there's other trajectories that continue. But these two together that are going to burn for 2 minutes, think about it. It's only 2 minutes, but it's so intense. Like, if anybody saw the fireworks, now, I'm a big fan of fireworks. I really love watching it. I love the sound of the boom. And I watched it from my mom's apartment in South Street Seaport. So we had a barge all our own. Now, I kept looking down, which was actually north, down, you know, upriver, and I couldn't see any of the other barges on the East River. All, like, you wouldn't see the barge. We watched all the barges come in. But I couldn't see the fireworks from any of them. And there are so many places that I've stood in, you know, over the years. I think that I've watched the fireworks from every possible angle, above, below. This time I was eye level. I've watched it from the bridge. I've watched it from Long Island City. I've watched it from New York. I've watched it from every possible angle, every view. I've even seen fireworks from a plane looking down, which is pretty damn cool. Anyway, so where we were in South Street Seaport, we were on the 19th floor, so everything was breaking eye level. We just looked straight out, and we were watching the fireworks. It was really beautiful, but because you're high up, we're on a balcony, and we're so close. It's like we had our own private barge. We just looked straight ahead. We didn't have to turn our head at all, and every time there was a really huge, loud boom, you just feel it in your chest. I love that. It makes me extremely happy. I still think that the best feeling of fireworks is on the beach. If you're laying on the sand and they're shooting the fireworks right above you and you're laying on the sand looking up and the boom resonates like through the sand, through your chest, through your back, it comes up from behind. It's a very intense feeling. Yeah, I kind of like that a lot. It's very intense. So when we were beating the drum last night, and apparently now my nickname, and I really love it, is Animal from the Muppets, because that's apparently what I look like when I'm beating on the drum. And I'm an alpha male, not a male, excuse me, an alpha dog that I kind of take over the drumming session because I am so forceful in my beating of the drum. Very funny. Very eloquently put. Oh my God, you're Animal. I thought that was just hysterical. So I end up dominating the drumming circle, and I think that everybody ends up following my beat. And I have several beats that I jive to, I guess you could say. Now, here's the interesting thing. You know, everybody's always talking about how pretentious it is. Where did you go? What did you see? Well, I don't ever talk about where I went and what I saw because I kind of just disappear. But last night, for some strange reason, I don't even know what it's called, the corn, I don't know if it's the corn goddess. It was a specific name. But this corn entity that the American Indians have been drawing forever was me, over my head, but beside me, next to me. And usually I just feel like I'm doing a rain dance. Last week, however, I had a raging drumming session, and it was incredible. I never felt angry, but last week I felt all sorts of crazy emotions escaping, letting go, releasing. And then I felt calm and relaxed and happy again and really super joyful, which is wonderful. But last night when I was drumming, I feel like I'm just laughing. Like the whole time I'm drumming, I just feel like I'm in a hysterical kind of laughter. It's really a beautiful feeling. And I think I'm laughing out loud. Like I think everybody can hear me. And apparently I'm not making a sound, which is hysterical to me because I feel like I'm laughing out loud, and apparently I am not. So drumming last night was quite amazing, and I brought a new friend, and so she had never, ever drummed before, and she really liked it as well. So also this week, Amma was in town, kind of early for her because she's usually here in August or September. And Amma was here for the 4th of July weekend, which was really kind of harrowing because there was so much going on this weekend and so many people were out of town. I probably should have gone later Sunday night, but I had so much going on Monday. There was just so much going on this weekend. So I was in the Hamptons on Saturday. A friend of mine and my business partner had a family barbecue party, and that was really quite lovely. So Saturday morning, I drove to the Hamptons. I stayed there all day. We ate. I can't even tell you how much I ate over the course of the day because it was all in like little bites, little bit, little bit, little bit, little bit. I ate more that day than I've eaten in one sitting. And in what I could consume in a week, I did in one sitting in the course of a day. It was really unbelievable. All excellent food, though. Spectacular day, gorgeous weather. And then I decided I wanted to go and see Amma that night. So I leave the Hamptons and I drove into the city and I just sat in the good company and the energy of Amma hugging other people. And then I left and I went back to Astoria. So obviously I don't live in Astoria, so I have a new friend in Astoria. So I stayed in Astoria and got up at like, I think my alarm went off at 6:30. I think I finally got up at like 6:45 or something. I don't even think I slept. I think I was awake for 2 days straight and then went back to Amma, and it was like family day. We got our ticket at like 8 a.m. and we were hugged by 12:45. I would say we were finished. And then 1 o'clock we were sort of milling around. And then I found a really cool, I went to Little India, and I found a new restaurant, really nice, had a beautiful lunch, and found a really cool Indian store, and then bought some tchotchkes, because I like to, you know, just keep that energy going. It's really quite beautiful. I have realigned my grid, so we know that I have a crystal grid, so I realigned my crystal grid. And the moon that just passed, this new moon that we just had, the day of the 4th of July, is a Cancer moon. And they say in the new moon is when you want to set all of your intentions and work all your stuff out. So on the 19th, we're going to have a full moon. So for anybody that's in that mode of regrouping and clearing things out, shifting your energy, changing a few things. This is the time to be thinking about it and then do your new moon little ritual on the 19th. Huh, what else? So I got my hug from Amma. That was really beautiful. And then, I don't know, it's been such a whirlwind, you know. It's just been such a whirlwind. That's really the best way to put it. So much going on. And the weather is just incredible. And, you know, I'm having a really fabulous summer. Creativity-wise, business-wise, things are just pumping and moving along, and I think that's a really good thing. So the reason I took a little hiatus, aside from with everything that was going on, I really have to say that it wasn't that I had nothing to say. I had nothing I wanted to share, so I was giving myself a little break. And I have to say that listening to many of my archived shows, which I've really not done, and I started you guys off from the very beginning, and in 6 months, we played, obviously, 6 months of shows. So I think I took you up from, now I'm doing this for 5 years. So I took you up to, I think it was April 2011. I don't remember the exact date. And it was really interesting re-listening, you know, hearing all those varied shows, because it's funny. I was like, there were so many, like, add-ons. And I have to say, all those notes are, of course, at home on my table. So when I do the show live next week, I'm going to fill in all the gaps. Now, I don't know if you remember everything, but as I go through it, I think that there are many, many fillers. And it's really interesting because, like, it was making me laugh. I have to say, listening to myself made me laugh so much. I think that this is the year of laughter for me. Because since the new year, I don't remember laughing so much. Now, I'm not going to say that I didn't have some harsh times and a few dark moments, but I think it was all releasing all sorts of stuff. So even though we keep shifting, the universal energy has definitely shifted. And anybody that's a light being or a sensitive would understand this and feel it and say, yeah, I think I understand what you're talking about. So even though our pole shift happened in 2012, and I think that I took us up to 2011, it's really funny to hear all these varied thoughts of how everything was going, you know? Yeah, quite interesting. I like all that. It's just, yeah. So we had our open studios in May, and so much going on in Long Island City. So Long Island City has done another one of its, you know, flips. So anybody that's come to Long Island City of late and just looked up, you can see that Long Island City is starting to become like really little Long Island, New York. Long Island City, New York City. And so the big fight that's going on right now is Silver Cup Studios is kind of in a conundrum. They're fighting with some of the builders. Now, Rock Rose has really taken over, and they're just putting up one big building after the next. So Silver Cup Studios likes the industrial look of Long Island City. And so they've been putting a lien on everybody to get them to slow down their pace, because they do so much filming in my neighborhood that it becomes a detriment, I believe, to them, because they don't want it to look like New York City. They want it to look more industrial. So some of the shows have moved out. like Person of Interest. Now, I have to be honest, I have never watched Person of Interest. I think I may have seen the very, very first episode, and I couldn't even get into it. So to be honest with you, I don't even think I watched 15 minutes of it. But they were filming it here all the time. And now that there are all these huge buildings going up, they stopped filming Person of Interest here. I think that they moved that location somewhere in Brooklyn. Yeah, that's all I can say. But there's another show that they've been filming here. And I have to tell you, honestly, I don't know what it is because it's all initials. And I, at the moment, I can't think of what the initials are. But they filmed all last week, like every single day for a full week. And they're filming all around my building because my building still is a, you know, industrial low building. Now, they painted the whole building. I think I've told you this many times. So one of the guys that's now in my building is friendly with the, I don't know, one of the realtors or somebody in the higher up of Rock Rose Corp that deals with this particular building. So they gave him a studio. It's kind of large. I don't know what they charge him, if they charge him. I'm under the impression that he has his studio for free. He was also being paid to hire people to, quote, unquote, beautify the building. And so they've painted the entire outer periphery of my entire building, completely painted it. They did not use one single Long Island City artist. They did not use one single Queens artist. And here's the worst part. They did not use one single artist from our building. This guy brought in people from Brooklyn, from California, and all of his own friends. And here's the worst of all of it. He didn't pay anybody. Pocketed all the money. He paid for supplies. And he said, listen, it's exposure. You want to be on that building? And these guys all came and they graffitied and painted the building. Now, it's not 5 points, although Crash definitely painted one of the walls. And that's probably the nicest wall on the building. But Silver Cup Studios was not particularly pleased with this. So when they film around here, they make sure that they sort of kind of cover over the building because they don't want to have to pay royalties. So the guy that was doing this, I want to say his name was Joe. How easy is that, right? So be nice, Lisa. All right, I will. So Joe was telling the artists, now I have to say, it's okay to use your friends. I am all for that. In fact, somebody reached out to me from Florida, who I know for a very long time, and said, listen, I'm only reaching out to artists and friends of mine rather than blah, blah, blah. And I thought that was really cool. So I get that Joe wants to use his friends, but there was enough wall space that he could have reached out to the people within the building, albeit he wasn't paying anybody. He pocketed all the money except for the supply money. Lovely, right? Isn't that just lovely? Aren't we supposed to help each other? I think that's what I'm all about. I want to help my fellow artists. And when my fellow artists tell me that they're selling their work or they're in a gallery show, I'm really genuinely happy for them. Really, really genuinely happy for them. And I always make their show. If I can't make the opening, I definitely go and see the work. So anyway, Joe is telling everybody, listen, we're going to get royalties because you're going to be in these shows, and then they're going to have to pay you something. Well, let me tell you, that is not the case. And I know many, many, many people in Long Island City. I'm like the mayor. I really am, actually. And all I can tell you is that the way that they're filming, they're blocking out the building, so that you're getting the silhouette of the height of the building and the industrial nature of the street. But you're not getting any of the artwork because they do not want to pay anybody. And they're balking the system because they don't want the building knocked down. Now, I know that Rock Rose is looking up. They're not giving leases, not contracts. They're not giving leases for longer than 3 years. And they've been drilling and doing all sorts of work fortifying our foundation. Try to say that three times fast. Filling and filing and fortifying. And so you know that they're going to either demolish or use the basement part of this building as their new foundation. I'm positive of it. They've been pulling out stuff and pouring in stuff. And it's been going like that for quite a while. And now they're redoing all our floors. Is that a ploy? Oh, we care about you. We're going to resurface all the floors. All right, so you're going to put a little money into the building. That's lovely. But they're still going to, there's a good chance that they'll take the roof off and go up. But I have to tell you, my gut tells me they're going to demolish the building and they're looking up. Because if you're in Long Island City and you look up, there's like 50 million buildings going up at one time. And they go up so damn fast. So the highest building that we had in Long Island City was the Citicorp building. Citibank, Citicorp. And it's at Court Square Plaza. That was a 50-story building. So now there's a new building that has gone up, and it's 79 floors. Now, I'm not exactly sure why they didn't go 80. I don't know what that's about. But 79 is pretty damn high. And when you enter onto the upper roadway of the 59th Street Bridge, I have to tell you, when I'm driving, I can't stop looking. And I'm amazed because everywhere I look, it's like there's a building in every single area. You can't just look straight across Long Island City anymore without seeing a zillion different buildings going up. Every single thing is being demolished and rebuilt. In Brooklyn, they're doing the same thing. In fact, there was a pool hall and an R&H or R&S, a Strauss. I got my tires done there a couple of years ago. Well, maybe a month and a half ago, I was driving along, and I'm looking, I'm like, what happened to Strauss? What happened to the pool hall? Now, the pool hall had a fire, but they knocked down all of it, like the whole, like, it's like three blocks, and now they're building new buildings. And I have to say, in Brooklyn, in that area as well, they are building like mad. So this whole area, if you get in a helicopter and you take a quick zip around, zip, 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 you'd be amazed how much building is going on. And very little taking down. It's all just going up. But now they've cleared that area. And I'm like, who's moving into these buildings? And the rents are phenomenal. They're like astronomically ridiculous. So you can get an apartment that you can barely fit my car into, and you can pay several thousand dollars a month. My car is not a big car. It's a four-door and a hatchback, but it's a crossover. It's a Toyota Matrix. It's a tiny little thing. I have a rug in my studio I'm looking at that's probably the length and the width of my car. This is where my car would fit, right here. 90 seconds to go. So if I could, I actually probably could drive my car in here. I would fit in that elevator. The holes are a little narrow, but I could park my car in here and have room to run. I could roam around. Anyway, so really quick, in a minute and a half, my next paint night is this Monday, July 11th, at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8:30, at the Z Hotel. So 60 seconds. So if you're in Long Island City or if you're looking for something fun to do, cocktails and canvas and cocktails, we provide the first drink and we provide some food. Come and have a paint night with me and paint and play, and we have a great time. It's a really fun night. So Monday, July 11th is my next one. Z Hotel, Long Island City. In fact, the bus, the Z Hotel bus, will pick you up at 59th Street and Lexington Avenue and bring you to the Z Hotel. Every half hour they leave, every hour they leave, they leave the Z Hotel, and they end up leaving Manhattan somewhere between the half and the 20, between whatever, 5:30, quarter to 6, and they get you back to Long Island City. So it's free. Take the bus. Come and paint with me. The transportation is free. Anyway, so again, July 11th, 6 o'clock, Z Hotel, Long Island City, Monday. Come paint with me. Thank you so much for listening. I'm back, baby. I'm back. So everybody that's been asking, I will continue my show every Wednesday at noon. Thanks so much for listening. I wish you all a beautiful day. I hope everybody had a fabulous 4th. I did. And much love. Missed you guys. All right. Thanks for listening. This is Lisa Lisa, live from the studio, signing off.